The National Hardware Show, put on annually in Las Vegas by the North American Retail Hardware Association, that's a mouthful, brings together manufacturers like Ames that we had highlighted last week, the oldest tool manufacturer in America, Briggs & Stratton, the oldest and the standard and small gas-powered engine is who we talked to or who we're highlighting this week with their new product line by Snapper. Check this out. Still in the Briggs & Stratton booth, but now with Troy Blewett, who's got a brand new line called the Snapper that, you know, Dan sold me on a power washer, Dan sold me on a generator, now you've sold me. This stop cost me a lot of money, Troy.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good products coming out of Briggs & Stratton. The Snapper XD lithium-ion battery-powered handheld products are just another one that we brought to market this spring.
Why lithium-ion? Every time you hear about a battery-operated something, it's lithium-ion. What's so special about lithium-ion? What is lithium-ion? Why is it special?
Well, it really gets rid of all the maintenance issues that you have with lead-acid batteries. So it's much more reliable, they're much lighter, and you don't have any of the fuss or mess that you have trying to maintain a lead-acid battery.
Now, I've seen 18-volt, 24-volt. What have you got here?
We've actually got an 82-volt lithium-ion battery here. As Briggs & Stratton, we're a provider of power. You've known us for a long time with air-cooled engines, but we're a provider of power. So we didn't want to be outpowered here. We believe that 82 volts, not only is it the most powerful in this kind of product segment, but we believe that people that are looking at larger batteries for these kind of products are going to be too heavy. So we think we have the right balance of power and flexibility for someone that's operating these products.
And what are these products? What are you strapping or plugging an 82-volt battery into?
Absolutely. We start with a 21-inch walk mower. It's a push mower, but steel deck. And then the other four products, we have a string trimmer, we have a leaf blower, we have a chainsaw, and we have a hedge trimmer. Research shows that for the most part, after somebody buys a walk mower, the next piece of outdoor power equipment they buy is either a string trimmer or a leaf blower. So those are part of this five product grouping.
And what I love about the electric side of it is where I live, I'm about 20 minutes away from a gas station. And the last thing I want to do when I'm ready to mow is realize, oh, you know what, I'm out of gas, or I'm pulling out the winter mower and I'm changing to the summer mower and I forgot that I left gas in there and it's gunk and now I've got to spend all this time draining it. I just got to go pull this battery off the charger and go.
Absolutely. Incredible convenience with these products. All of the products have a runtime of at least 30 minutes, and that's when you have a full load on them. And the battery takes the 2-amp-hour battery takes 30 minutes to recharge. So if you have two of them, you have infinite power for these products.
Let's say I start with the mower, as you mentioned, then I move to the trimmer. I don't have to buy another battery with the trimmer. I could use the same battery on both.
That's absolutely right. If you were to buy a walk mower, one of our options is a walk mower that comes with 2 2-amp-hour batteries. And so once you've got that, you really don't need another battery. So we call them skins, if you will, but you can buy the product with or without the battery.
Where do I go to find these?
You would go to any Briggs & Stratton dealer. You can go to a Snapper dealer if you have a local Snapper mowing dealer, but they're neighborhood Briggs & Stratton dealers, and they have access to carrying all of these products.
We put all this information on one central blog post, rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on the blog. It's the second post now, the National Hardware Show. And that is a living, breathing blog because it's going to take us 4 or 5 weeks to finish dissecting this all and putting it online. And you know, a lot of the stuff that we came back with aren't even things that are in production yet. So
that's what's cool.
Yeah, just all the ideas that are coming to life and the products that will be on the market. So
well, we've got Art, Ron, Andrew, Tom, and Kim all on hold. Let's see how many callers we can get to answer some questions. Kim, good morning. You're up first.
Good morning. I have a question. There's a cabin in Heber, and we're starting to do some deck work today, and I'm needing a handyman there, and it's about 180 feet by 10 feet surrounding three-quarters of the cabin. And I want to make sure as a supervisor and a helper that I'm watching for the right things. I know there's some boards that need to be replaced. We're getting ready to sell the cabin, so we want it not only visually appealing, but structural integrity is also important to us. So I just want to make sure that I'm watching for the right things and getting the right bid from the handyman that's meeting me up there today.
Well, you know, in replacing any of the wood, make sure he's using a zinc-coated exterior rated screw, not just a simple blackout drywall screw, which a lot of guys try.
Or nails.
Or nails. Make sure it's all screwed down with an outdoor rated deck grade of screw fastener. We like to see that material, that wood, sanded really well. You may or may not, depending on the degree of its weathered condition right now, have to power sand that with a big power sander. Once you get it down to where it's, you know, all the rough splinters and edges and surfaces are taken down and it's to a smooth spot, we like a penetrating oil, a product made by the Flood Company. It's called Wood Life. Is a great product.
It's owned by PPG now, isn't it?
It is.
Nice.
Any of the PPG paint products rated for that in particular, just make sure it's a penetrating oil, not a topical treatment, because it just won't last. It's not worth the effort. We tell people, get a penetrating oil on wood. You hit it about 3 times real good in the first year, and then about every other year after that. Kim,
now,
thanks for the call.
If she was just starting to build one, would you tell her wood or composite wood like a Trex?
I'd tell her to look at the composite seriously.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.